Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Good morning. Good morning. We've got some great variety on today, and we'll address that during the course of this hour as we open with our first guest. His name is Richard Fleming. He is the author of Wetzel. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and even amazon.com. And even though we're not talking about the Wild Wild West, boy, I always think of the, you know, those days talking about American Indians and all the great stories. We don't hear much about them anymore. So my personal opinion is that the timing is perfect for this book, and he's here to join us. Richard, congratulations, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Let me open up. Who's Wetzel? Who's Louis Wetzel?
Louis Wetzel was a frontiersman, lived on the near Wheeling, West Virginia, the late 18th century. He was a major character in a 20-year war, so that went on between the settlers along the Ohio River and the Woodland Indians living in Ohio. And he was noted for that. He was quite a successful fighter, and in fact, some authors called him the Daniel Boone of Northwestern Virginia.
Really? Hey, it's a stupid question. How come I never heard of him, and a lot of other people out there never heard of him?
Well, he was famous in his day, but then that faded away, and now, of course, not a popular thing to have been someone successful at shooting Indians. So,
Not politically correct today.
That's right. Modern historians tend to think of him as a rogue, or at best, or maybe a murderer at worst.
So, all right. Now, you wrote this, it's written as a novel, so does that mean that some of the information in there, although you classify it historically as nonfiction combined with fiction, is that accurate?
That's accurate. It has to be called historical fiction. One thing, I've got conversations, and conversations from the 18th century are fiction. Nobody knows what people really said. So, and I have introduced some fictional characters and some fictional incidents, but as much as possible, I have tried to base what I've said on things that have been reported one way or another. So a lot of it is true.
Yeah, when I first saw this, and I know it's not directly related, but I think of the fights against the Iroquois, and I think of I can't remember who starred in it. It might have been Stuart Granger, the great movie back when, Hawkeye. Remember Hawkeye?
Yeah, well, right. There were a number of movies along those lines. Drums Along the Mohawk is one I remember you might be thinking about, too. But, yeah.
Why do you think, and I'm not asking you to play a psychoanalyst here today, why do you think a tremendous loss on the interest of Westerns and Indians and this kind of thing that was prevalent through the 1950s, why has it disappeared? Is it just something that's commensurate with the other cultural changes that you can't explain?
Well, I think so. I mean, it seems to mean, we have less movies and stories about things that have happened, and especially from those days, the early days. Now it seems like everything is sci-fi and that kind of thing. But then, of course, there's been a tremendous, I think, what you were talking about before, the fact that a lot now is being paid attention to the Native Americans and some of the bad things that happened to them, and so people aren't really so interested in this anymore. Now, the Wetzel family was considered to be saviors of the people around them during their day, but that sort of thing is just not talked about anymore.
What else about Louis Wetzel? What are some of the, and I know you can't run through the whole book here.
Yeah.
But what else would you like to highlight about him, since it's a new name for most of us?
Well, I'd like to tell you a little story, if I might, about how I got interested.
Okay.
When I was about 7 years old, my brother, who was nearly 7 years older than I, called me into our bedroom that we shared. We lived in a little farm in Iowa. And he said, let me read this to you. And he read me a passage out of a book by Zane Grey.
Oh, yeah, sure.
People will have known. Now, Zane Grey is thought of for Western novels, but he wrote three novels about this part of the country, about because he was a descendant of the founders of the Wheeling area, the Zane family. He was a descendant. So anyway, the hero in one of his books called The Spirit of the Border was Louis Wetzel. And my brother read me a passage out of this, and it was the kind that would excite a seven-year-old boy or even an older one. And then after he'd read this to me, he said Louis Wetzel was a real person. And this stuck in the back of my mind. And so after 42 years of teaching mathematics, when I retired, I decided I would look into Louis Wetzel, and I spent 7 years writing this novel.
Wow, 7 years. It's a big book, isn't it? You have almost 1,000 pages in it.
946 pages.
Now, wow. That's a seven-year project.
That's right. It does include about 100 pages of what I call an underbook, in which I separate the fact from fiction. I'll tell you there what I've introduced as fictional, and I talk about the things that I know to be true, and I have references and discussions of all that. So that's part of the book as well.
You know, when we look at folklore, we look at American history, I think I'm speaking for most people. We think about the Sioux, the Iroquois, the Comanches, those tribes that had great notoriety and ferocity to them. Yeah. What about the woodland Indian nations?
Well, they were the same. They fought a courageous war, of course, and I've tried to make this balance. The Indian tribes involved were the ones that would be the Wyandots, sometimes called Hurons, the Delaware.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
The Delaware, the Shawnee, the Miami. These were the ones primarily. They were living in Ohio. They tended to cross the Ohio River and attack the settlers' cabins all along the river there. The settlers, of course, were trying to establish farms. And practically every family had somebody who was captured or killed by the Indians, because that's the way they fought. And then, of course, the settlers would try to retaliate, and they'd come across. And so there were lots of battles like that. Louis Wetzel and his brother Jacob, both not quite, Louis was not quite 14, his brother Jacob not quite 12, were captured by the Indians, by some Wyandot Indians, taken across the Ohio River, and after 2 days managed to escape. That's how the book starts. So and then Louis Wetzel's father and his brother were both killed on the river, just in a canoe on the river. So he had a lot of reasons to be angry with the natives, but that's the way it was. It was a war. It was going on.
We hear about the savagery of the Indians in these fights. I mean, go ahead.
What I was going to say is that's the way they had to fight. They were outmanned and outgunned. They fought with tactics, which we would today probably call terrorist tactics. They tended to attack small cabins. They killed everybody that was there. And of course, this kind of thing infuriated the settlers. And, of course, so they hated the Indians. So there was hatred on both sides. I try to make the thing balanced. So, and I've had some of people who have read the book say they thought it was the most balanced account they'd ever seen as far as both giving both the Indian side and the settler side. So I tried to do that.
Are there any other books out that you know of on Lewis Wetzel, or is this the only one?
There are some books. Probably the one that most people would know about who have ever looked into this, called The Life and Times of Lewis Wetzel, by a person who is a descendant of the family. His name is Allman, written in probably the 1930s. But it has lots of falsehoods in it. Some very good stuff, but some things that I think he just made up. And this tends to be true. Most of the things written about Lewis Wetzel were older things. There have been some. There's a book by a man named Alan Eckert has quite a bit about Lewis Wetzel in it. But unfortunately, again, I think quite a few things that aren't quite right. So I think I have set the record a little bit straight in some things. But, of course, nobody knows everything about what really happened.
No, they don't. We can go back in history and in time for everything, and that would open a whole new dialogue. Really interesting. Really interesting. Wetzel by Richard Fleming. And it's published by Tate Publishing. Thank you so much for joining us. I found this extremely fascinating.
I appreciate it very much.
All right. We're going to take a break, change subject, and then come back with our second guest after that. This is Stu Taylor.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
All right, let me get a little more specific here. When I try to make the distinction, apparently I'm not getting through to some people. I don't know what percentage. And I could say I'm not a great communicator of this, but I think I haven't expounded enough on the differences of Hillary and Clinton, Hillary and Donald Trump, because from some people, the gut reaction is I can't stand either one of them. And I mean, I find Donald Trump offensive, but here's my basic summation of the difference. Then I'll give you some real differences on why this isn't even an issue to think about. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You have to vote for Trump. Some of the differences are rather clear. One, Trump is obnoxious, pompous. I know he lies about a whole bunch of things. He's got a choice of two. The other one, let me say it simply. She's a traitor to this country, and she's a liar. I mean a real liar. She's a liar about issues that are important to national security. Donald Trump hasn't had anything to do with national security. His lies, if they're indeed in there, may be regarding the 3,500 lawsuits against him over the years. Not pretty, especially one now against Trump University. In no way is this going to make me stop from voting for him, and in no way should it stop you from voting for him. Donald Trump has never lied to the families of dead servicemen. He is committed to appointing right-wing justices who would protect the Constitution as it should be protected. He, in all likelihood, won't raise taxes, and if he raises it on the top 1%, who will object? He's not going to endorse Barack Obama's amnesty plan, which is unconstitutional, and he won't expand it. And you can say what you want about Hillary Clinton, and some will make the case this is a defense of Hillary Clinton, but I'm going to actually take some of the things that could defend Hillary Clinton, and I'm going to tell you why I still defend Trump on it. I don't, my own opinion, that Hillary, who reportedly has never mocked someone's disability or tried to link a political rival to the JFK assassination or encouraged political violence. Let me take the first one. I actually think it was taken out of context. And if Donald Trump realized what he said when he said it about the disability, I think it was a New York Times reporter at one of his speeches, how stupid can a person be? Even he isn't stupid enough to insult someone's disability. There are a lot of things that Trump says that are taken out of context, like all Mexicans crossing the border are terrible. they're either involved with drug cartels or bringing disease or terrorists. He never said all. Oh, but the media does a great job of painting the picture of all. Hillary, well, she said she wouldn't order troops to commit war crimes against innocent people. And I go back on the statement that if you go in a war and you think you have to be extraordinarily protective because Hamas may be housed up in homes with individuals, or some of them will be used as shields. This is war. It's a choice. You want to save the country, or are they unfortunate collateral damage? They're unfortunate collateral damage. Let me be blunt about it. Let me be honest about it. Let me stop schmoozing and painting the picture to be politically correct and saying that, oh, waterboarding is an atrocious crime. That makes me about as sick as anything. Mohammed. They got information out of him that was vital regarding 9/11 through waterboarding. Yeah, and you don't always get the truth, but I'll take a chance and I'll torture those you know what if I have to. And I'm not talking about waterboarding. I'd go beyond waterboarding. Anything to save one American life. Bottom line with all of this, it's really, in a sense, a rather pathetic choice between the two of them. But don't start throwing names on like Ben Sasse and Mitt Romney. It's just not going to happen for a third party candidate who has a 0% chance of ascending to the presidency. So all you do is, in some cases you may be pulling the votes from Hillary, another one from Trump, and you may be opening up a battle on the convention floor because there won't be 270 electoral votes. Why would you do that? Trump has gotten his delegate votes. He's no longer the preemptive or the presumptive nominee. He is the nominee. I classify myself as a conservative, but I'm not conceding on ideology. I'm just putting it aside by saying, do you want the devil running this country? It's that simple. Trump's got a lot of liabilities, but he's not the devil. Oh, he's criminal for making money and using our system legally to get what he wants, whether he doesn't report paying taxes to hold out for the election, or whether he's involved in all these lawsuits. Conservatives have to stop thinking, and a lot of them have jumped on. It's the conservative writers, the activists, you know, those elitist think tankers, you know, like Krauthammer and George Will, two people for whom I used to have the greatest of respect for. They're still fine at what they do, but I can't really say that anymore. Some say they'll vote for the candidate of a third party, and some say they'll even vote for Clinton. This debate shifts people who have been friends with similar views on almost all issues, who on each side have reasonable arguments to hand. There is no reasonable debate. And people say to me, you're narrow-minded, you're bigoted. When I say that there isn't a, and I keep saying it, there isn't a debate, a discussion as to whom you're voting for. I'm voting for Trump. It doesn't mean that I like Trump. And one of the things that's disturbing me more than it has, and my theory, and I'm the only one, and I'll brag about this, even though it may not be true, I'm the only one whom I know who said from the very beginning, I don't think Trump wanted this. And I'm thinking, again, I don't think Trump wants this. It's a simple strategy to appear presidential, yes, attack the positions of the other people. That's the only thing that's really concerning me. His actions right now, in many cases, are abhorrent. He doesn't stop. He doesn't seem to care. Does he really want to win this? I don't know. I really don't. It's tough. All right, come on.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
biztalkradio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back. Different subject, but another fascinating guest. A different time we're going to be talking about. His name is Bill Dowey, D-O-W-E-Y. His book, Life with the Contraltos, and it is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Bill, welcome. We had some nice laughs coming into this, and it's great to have you on.
It's great to be on. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. I doubt if anybody knows what this is about by the title, so why don't you tell us what it's about and why you wrote it?
Well, it's the subtitle pretty much sums it up. It's a tale of Atlantic City's politics, mob, and casinos. And the reason I wrote it, well, there are several reasons. I grew up in Atlantic City, and my uncle was a bookie, and he brought me into his business at a very young age, and ultimately gave me his business when he retired. So I wrote it for that reason, plus my children didn't really know what Daddy did for a living for a long time, so I wrote the book to introduce them to that.
All right. You're still not active doing that, are you?
No, I'm certainly not.
All right. Yeah, fascinating. I'd love to hear a lot about your life, too, but I want to focus on the book. So is this fictional? Is it nonfiction? Because the story begins in the Prohibition days.
Well, yeah, my publisher calls it an autobiographic novel. And the reason the novel part of it, the fictional part, is there is because
you want to protect some people.
Yeah, protect the author. I changed a lot of names of people that might be angry at the book and try to hurt me.
All right. Well, are you seriously concerned about that even today?
Not so much now. The book's been out for a couple of years, and so far I'm still walking. I feel very confident now. But I didn't when I wrote the book. I was apprehensive.
Well, have you been intimidated in the past because of what you did? And when did you stop your bookie activities? How long ago?
My bookie activities stopped when the mob took the business away from me, and that was probably around 85. I left Atlantic City in 88 to come here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Everybody knows who I am and where I am, so I'm not worried that somebody's looking for me. But I still had some concerns, and it becomes evident when you read the book. I tell a few tales out of school, and there could be some people angry at that.
Oh, I mean, this is really interesting. I'm not even sure where to go with this except to say maybe you could talk about those early days of Prohibition and the continuation through the gold rush, the days of legal casino and development. We don't have a lot of time, but I'd certainly like to get a synopsis from you.
Well, sure. The book begins at about the time that my uncle was in his prime, a young man, and how he got started in the business of being a bookie and became involved with a very famous character in Atlantic City named Nucky Johnson. He was the central character, although Martin Scorsese changed his name to Nucky Thompson for the series Boardwalk Empire. But
oh, man, I love that series. No, I never missed an episode. Sorry, go ahead. I got excited when you mentioned that.
That's okay. It wasn't very accurate, but I loved it, too. I loved Steve Buscemi
and
the actors that were in there. Yeah, but the Nucky Johnson character was substantially different, but that's where my uncle got his start.
I hate to interrupt you, but what were the differences in the real Nucky Johnson and the one portrayed in Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah, the real Nucky Johnson was about over 6 feet, kind of a well-knit, strapping guy, handsome fellow, quite the ladies' man, not much of a gangster. He really wasn't, didn't have a penchant for violence or being cruel, and didn't really get involved in a lot of the violent activities that were portrayed in the show. But he did run Atlantic City with an iron hand, that's for sure.
All right. I'm sorry I got you off track there. So move from there to what you were going to say in the development of the theme and the times.
Well, my uncle was very successful in his operation when he worked under Nucky Johnson, and he was connected. My uncle was connected with the Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano group out of Philly or out of New York. And as time went by, Luciano got deported, and Lansky wound up down in Cuba, and the Gambinos took over the operation, and my uncle was paying for protection to the Gambinos. Interestingly, Atlantic City was kind of an open territory between the Gambino family in New York and the Bruno family in Philadelphia, and they literally banished a troublemaker named Mickey Scarfo from Philly to Atlantic City. This is long before casinos. And Scarfo was a man who was just absolutely violent and a murderer. And when he came to town, he began to make a lot of trouble for my uncle and anybody else here who was involved in organized crime. And he's the central character of my book, and I changed his name from Mickey Scarfo to Joey Contralto. I figured North Jersey could have a Tony Soprano, South Jersey could have a Joey Contralto, and that's where I began my name changes, and it made for some interesting times. I was probably the first kid on my block as a senior in high school to be the target of a mob hit, and they missed.
How often did you face that?
Just at once.
I'm curious. You know, answer this as straightforward as you can. How tough a guy were you?
I was tough enough to survive, but the one thing that I didn't have that later turned out to be the reason they took the business away from me so easily was that I never could kill anybody, and that's pretty important.
Well, again, you don't have to answer this, but were there a few arms and legs broken?
That's what rumor has it, yes.
All right, I'll leave it at that. That was very well handled diplomatically. Bill Dowie, I guess, Life at the Contraltos. I mean, if you like, and again, I just love this. I love these stories. I love these, the history of it. Why do you think there's so much attraction and interest in this? And I can't wait for the next series that comes out that's like this. Now, there's going to be more because the others, The Sopranos and Boardwalk Empire, was so successful. What is this fascination?
Well, I think it's a mutual fascination to start with between Hollywood and the mob. And each is attracted to the other like a moth to a flame. I don't know exactly why, but it's a very natural thing. Goes back as far as George Raft and the mobsters that he attracted and portrayed on the screen. But for the public, it's just evidence of a lifestyle that they kind of would like to be involved in. Easy money, faithless women, red eye whiskey for the pain, to steal a line from the Eagles. And that basically was the lifestyle. I just really didn't like the retirement program.
Oh, okay. Were you in any danger as the times changed and the laws changed about subjecting yourself to arrest and any kind of an indictment?
Well, you know, it's funny. Back then, the only people who were going to jail were cops and politicians. And the mob pretty much had everybody paid off so that nothing would happen. But just before, maybe within the last 5 years of my being there, I was just working for a couple of guys who were connected, and the FBI took an interest in me, and I had many interviews with them, but they were mainly looking for me to give them information on bigger fish.
Bill, why did you write this book?
A couple of members of my family really tried to encourage me to do that, and we were very forceful. forceful about it, and I really didn't think I had a book in me. But I sat down one day and started to write, and it just, I'll tell you, it was something. It was almost obsessive compulsive to get the story out. And they warned me.
Pardon? Yeah.
They Go warned ahead. Me that I'd have emotional reactions, and I had some powerful ones.
What's in this book? And we've only got maybe a minute here. What's in this book that, less than a minute, I guess they're going to have to read the book to find out. Is there any, yes or no, is there anything in this book that'll be shocking and revealing to people?
I hope so. Okay. I have some things I wanted to expose, and I think I did. I've had some comments from readers about them, my feelings about prostitution.
All right, we're out of time. I'll tell you, this book sounds great. Life with the Contraltos, Tate Publishing, Bill Dowie. It's been great having you on.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me and Stu Taylor.
Wow, I mean, these past couple of days, I'd have to put really into that superb category. Fascinating guests, David Dye and Winning Well yesterday, and Bruce Piasecki, New World Companies, and today Richard Fleming and Wetzel and Bill Dowie, Life with the Contraltos. Gets better and better, and I've got a great stretch of really fascinating guests coming up in the upcoming days, and be sure to stay tuned. So I'm going to continue here. Wait a minute. You know, this, I just have to write something. It's something to write on here. You know how you think of, well, you think of things. Wait a minute. I just got to write this down. Wait a minute. We're only on radio. It's okay. Hold on. I just found something that was, might have been a contradiction. Is this what they call dead air time? Is this what makes people turn off the radio?
They've tuned out now.
All right, tuned out. Honestly, and I tell people, you know, if you're on, it's like I'm not even doing radio. I mean, well, no, that's a comp. You know, I think it's a compliment to you, and I think it's an advantage for me. I just feel that we're sitting here every morning because I have no friends, Laurie. And
you know, I'm your friend.
Well, you know what I mean. I just nobody likes me, and I come on here and. All of a sudden, I got a whole bunch of people who like me, and I've been running into so many of them. So I thank all of you. If you're listening because of it's always an inspiration to me, just send me an email, stu@stutaylor.com, and say, love your show. You can say you hate the show, and then I'd say to you, why are you listening if you hate the show? Trump supporters can't believe that some conservatives would rather see Clinton in office than support the Republican nominee, and that they deny that their lack of support for him amounts to effective support for her and all her works. I don't know how to get this across. If I can't get it across, I mean, here's what I've done. Here's what I've done. I think of a gentleman he's a venture capitalist. An Israeli guy is brilliant. If you're listening, and I'm not going to mention your name, I just said this at my daughter's wedding too, you know, when he talked about going out to lunch, you, my brother, and I. And I said, we had a great time at lunch last time. And he says, yeah, we really did. And I said, we didn't talk any politics, so don't do it again. I don't want to hear anything about politics. And it's nice. I've had a stretch here of days where the only politics I'm involved in is here. And then when I try to, you know, I relax in the evening because I've got my whole family has been here since the wedding. And and I turn on the tube and I see Barack Obama up there. And God help us. And I'm not saying that from a religious standpoint. It's just God help us. It's just, I see Hillary Clinton.
What's happened to America? Trump getting there has been, it's been an amazing accomplishment. He's promising to appoint conservative justices to the court. Do I trust him 100%? No, I don't. His background goes back and forth. He changes tunes. You know what it is? And I love the basic core of this, you know, about bringing back America and bringing back values, protecting the Constitution and putting conservative Supreme Court justices on and not allowing illegal immigration. I'm just supporting taking care of our troops and our vets, rebuilding the military. I mean, these are messages that really hit home. If Hillary gave out a message like that, she hasn't exactly given out that message, who would believe her? And yet you look at the believability quotient for both of them, and they're just remarkably low. You know, the like-dislike thing. I try not to focus on polls here. Polls are like blank. Everyone has one. And I mean, I'm more interested in trends than I am in polls. But from an analytic standpoint, I mean, this race is bizarre beyond bizarre. I mean, they've been pretty conventional up till now. We've had some third-term candidates like Ross Perot and Simon and Ralph Nader. I mean, you know, it's been interesting, but there's never been anything like this. I'm putting aside, because I have to, putting aside my conservative ideology, and I've never said this before, I don't give a darn, I honestly don't, whether he goes conservative, whether he goes liberal, he's not going to go progressive, but I don't care. Do whatever you can do to get elected, except to lie, cheat, and to, cheat. I don't want to say they all do, but pretty much all do. And if you don't, you might as well get out of the race. Ask Mitt Romney. And I don't think Mitt Romney lied or cheated as much as he flip-flopped. I would put him in the better category character-wise. You're going to run for president. Does character, I mean, I say this somewhat cynically, does character really matter? Hillary's liberal initiatives should incite opposition from everybody. But you can't vote for Hillary in lieu of Trump because he may be cruel, he may be insensitive, he may be impulsive. Which liabilities are worse is what it comes down to. I mean, just think about it. Is there any question? This is why it's probably the most talked about thing I say on this show, and it's probably one of the great unsolved dilemmas in my mind, how anybody with a sense of love and passion for his or her country, the Constitution, maybe they don't have it. And take a look at the millennials who are supporting Bernie Sanders. That's what's making Bernie Sanders so popular. He's a fruitcake. But compared to Hillary Clinton, I mean, I don't dislike Bernie Sanders. I'd like to say, hey, listen, he's a wild progressive. He's a Marxist. He's a collectivist. He's a socialist. I can't bring myself to hate him because he's opposing Hillary Clinton. I hate Hillary Clinton. I hate John Kerry. I hate Barack Obama. I don't really hate Bernie Sanders. He'd destroy this country if he got in. Maybe this is a testament to say that's how serious and bad things are, that I find myself sitting here day after day saying I don't hate Bernie Sanders. I don't hate Bernie Sanders. I don't love Donald Trump. Wow. What a wild, wild world this is. All right. Stu Taylor, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.